This is the mark
button. Yes, yes. Saturday, May 26, 2007. We made it. Running a little behind today. Big ups to Mark Caldwell for coming out to let me in. And John Daly for meeting me here. Check out their shows. Here Mondays from 2 to 4 p.m. And no show this Monday for the holiday.
John Daly will be sitting in next Monday.
And John Daly will be sitting in next Monday for Here. Check out Standing Room Only Friday nights, 8 to 9 p.m. Yes.
Who would you rather have sex with?
Do you guys hear it? I think both at the same time. Why choose? Why have?
Or by yourself with John or Mark watching.
So yes, we made it. Running a little behind today, but we're going to jump right into our second part of our interview with Kenji Tanaka. So, yeah, we're just going to kind of jump right into it. If we could get some sound here. Oh, there we go.
Love God as far as I can do. It's falling away. Serious?
No.
Just going to plug it in?
Yeah.
Japanese connected, and they say they are same ancestor. So I brought another formula, number 4. Hello everyone.
My name is Kenji Tanaka. I'm a painter and I'm a sushi chef. And you're listening to Lost Soul Radio. Arigato. ありがとう。
Right. So where were we? Where are we now?
Formula number 3?
3.
Okay. Yes. JJJ, that's right. So Jewish plus Japanese equals Japan, JJJ. So, but Japanese is the one who you become. So that means even American, Chinese, Russian, Indonesian, Australian, they can be Japanese. So how Jewish and Japanese connected? And they say they are same ancestor. So I brought another formula, number 4, in order to make this formula number 3 understand easier. So the formula and the from the Old Testament 666, you know that omen?
Right.
Yeah. So I brought this number 666. 666 equals 108. So 108 is the number of evil desire, human being evil desire. In Japan, they say they have 108 evil desire. So maybe.
Oh no, go ahead.
Yeah. So we have no time to talk about this thing.
Oh, the entire 108 desires. You're saying?
No, no time to work on problem number four.
Okay, yeah, so it's pretty elaborate, but in a sense, it's just the numbers 666 and 1. 666 is the Japanese interpretation of 108.
Anyone who's been searching for the meaning of 666, I don't need to work on this one, but many people, especially anyone living in capitalism, the number, then once they know the meaning of 666, related to 666, it's Western culture, Western number, and connected to Asian culture. And this one related to sixth dimension. I'll tell you about UFO or alien, that kind of thing later. We live in three dimension, and they live in, they say, five dimension or six dimension, another dimension. So how we need the bridge to connect these people on the earth and another people from another dimension is that we need more like passion, like evil desire. Like I wanna eat, I wanna sex, I wanna make money, but using maybe to talk about this thing.
Yeah. Sure.
Let's talk about this one later, next time. But just
now, really quick.
Yes.
What would like one of the 100?
Like to eat.
Okay.
Yeah, to eat or to sex. Yeah, evil desire. But everyone wanna have a desire to kill someone. You know, I want to kill. You know, but you cannot do that. But you could, if like a six could be nine could be six. You know, you can change this desire to another thing. I wanna kill the boss, but I wanna become maybe richer. Then, you know, or I wanna become a good person. Then, you know, you use the evil energy to good way. Okay, so another formula, Sayonara Capitalism formula number 5. I need to bring another people, Jomonji. Jomonjin, ancient people from Jomon era. So let's say sophisticated Cro-Magnon, Jomonjin. So they live in 10,000 years ago or something. So Jomonjin equal samurai, equal Japanese, equal Uchujin. Uchujin is extraterrestrial ET space moon area.
And that's just the Japanese name for it?
That's right, Uchujin, yeah, that's in Japanese. So you could say area or spaceman, extra. So Jomonjin J, Japanese J. And samurai also have a hidden J.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, so samurai is another way to call 11. 11 is samurai in Japanese. So 11 is Jack J. So Jomonjin J, Samurai J, and Japanese J, 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 J. Equal Uchujin. So not every one of Uchujin that alien, but some of alien are Japanese, that's why her. So they are not like creature from Hollywood movie or computer graphic. They are just people.
Now, Jumonjin.
Yes.
Could you explain a little more about who?
Yes. Jumonjin is ancient people from Jomon era and like a sophisticated caveman. And they lived 10,000 years ago.
Okay.
And Jumonjin equals samurai. And samurai spirit or samurai philosophy, those kind of thing came out from Jumonjin. Jumonjin's philosophy. Mm-hmm. And Jumonjin is a very super modesty. They are like a shaman. You know shaman?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jumonjin is like a super shaman.
Okay. Okay, this is my first time hearing about it, so I thought I'd ask.
So that before the samurai,
right? Yeah, before samurai.
Okay, how far back could that trail? Is that,
huh?
How far back does that trail?
Jumonjin and between Jumonjin and samurai, there's another people, Yayoi. Yayoi-jin, Jumonjin, Yayoi-jin, and the samurai. Yeah. So, samurai is back to 200 years ago, 300 years ago. I'm not pretty sure. So, at the end of last samurai, I can see any people, but they're like a part of nature. You know, riding horse and against gun, cannon, machine gun, like a fish or bugs, and there's no fear. Like a salmon. When you see salmon, you know, in order to produce the eggs and just keep swimming
against the water.
Against the water, right? Yeah. Same thing. There's no people. They are like a atmosphere or part of nature. So, part Jumonjin is like a part of nature. So this is human being, right?
Okay, and we're looking at a sketch.
So this is Jumonjin. So nega and positive, negative, positive. So this is like a part of nature, part of atmosphere. So Jumonjin is like this.
Okay.
Okay. I brought another formula. So formula number 6 and. In order to make this number 5 understand easier, dinosaur equal bird. Dinosaur equal bird. So they say dinosaur, they are all gone, but they are not extinct. They transform their shape into bird. So dinosaur equal bird. And there is a fact that people and dinosaur live together. This is kind of a famous story, and many clay figures and excavated and in Mexico, Peru, Ica. So that means they used to live together, dinosaur and people. Not like after dinosaur people came out. People and dinosaur, people always there. So we learn the time. The past thing is left, and the future thing is right. And we are the middle, left to right, past to future, and between. That's a middle. That's how we talk. how we are told. We are told like that way. But time doesn't fly or time doesn't flow. You know, it's all... how can I explain?
It's all now.
Yeah. Like yeah, only now. No tomorrow, no yesterday, just only now. No future, no past, only this moment. So dinosaurs, and they are not extinct, and dinosaur equal bird.
Now, is it safe to say also that the Jibon gene still...
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. So, like a bird and the Jomon Jin or samurai, those are like a message that that to connect to another world, another dimension, where another people, alien, living. So, and they say there's a pyramid in Egypt, right? Yeah. And there's also a pyramid in Japan, and a lot of pyramids. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, and most of mountain they are pyramids, and the biggest pyramid in the world is Mount Fuji.
Okay.
Yeah, Mount Fuji is an ancient artificial structure. That's a pyramid, and Mount Fuji connect to the pyramid to in the Egypt. So very similar. Very, very similar.
Now, did you ever study or read anything on how the, you know, just the different philosophies of how the pyramids were built and by whom, and anything on even the Egyptian pyramids or Mount Fuji?
Well, actually not. Yeah, and... But as they still trying to find out how they make it. Yeah.
Just because of its its precision. Yeah.
Right.
It's almost secret. I don't know. I've heard that even they were not even from this earth. Right, where they even, at the end, they transported...
I believe that way. Yeah. Yeah, I believe that story.
Have you seen The Fountain?
The Fountain movie?
Yeah, the movie.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah, it talks a lot about what we're talking about.
Fountain.
The Fountain, yes. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, so Mount Fuji is ancient artificial structure, and there are many pyramids in Japan. Okay, so last formula, I made up a very simple formula. I am you. So that means I am you. I am woman. I am man. I am baby. I am tree, I am water, I am poo-poo, I am capitalism, I am George Bush, I am dog, I am you. So, very simple. So, I don't belong nobody, and I don't belong nowhere. I don't possess nothing, but still, I am you. You know, you or anything is the result of my imagination. You know, I am you. So anything is the subject that I can learn, that I can study with. So every one of us has the magnet. Then when you think about it, then that kind of thing coming out. So let's say I want to meet famous people, then you can meet famous people. I want to meet beautiful girls, and you can meet beautiful girls. I want to eat this kind of thing, and you can have that particular thing. So everyone has the magnet. Then those thing or everyone, everything is the imagination of the result of your imagination. Okay, so I need to bring. I'd like to introduce another Japanese guy. His name is Shintaro Kosaka, and he's 80 years old, and he's old person, very old. But still, he think well. He speak well, and he's kind of mad scientist. And he graduated elementary school, and he never go to university or high school, college. Then that he at his age 7 years old, and he found the Isaac Newton manga or and he's been working on creating that he's been working on the secret of water, like Masaru Emoto's movie. So he's been working on the water, and he made number two, he made a machine that is able to revive dead bugs or void bean. Void bean came sprout after in the machine, and he's been working on free energy, like you know, water or electricity from this invisible sun or invisible energy, free energy. The number three, this is unbelievable thing, but he got aboard a UFO, and he came to America, Washington D.C. From Tokyo, and he said took only 2 minutes to get here.
Wow.
So the biggest question is where are they? You know, where is UFO or where is alien?
Oh, let's stop real quick. Okay, so the biggest question?
Yes, the biggest question is the UFO or alien. Where are they? I never seen UFO. Have you ever seen?
You know, one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Lucky guy.
I was driving out to Las Vegas. I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting in the back, and it was late. It was dark. You know, we're in the 15.
Uh-huh.
And then literally from one side of the sky
right.
to the other, it was just like, almost like as if you were holding a pen light, and you just, you know.
Oh my God.
Side to the other, yeah, and it was just a stream of light went all the way around as if it circled the you know, the earth in like a second, and it happened twice too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I have
so it happened two times at one day,
yeah, within maybe within 5 minutes apart, yeah, so it was, yeah, it was strange. And I have my family friend Jay Johnson, he was with me, so.
J. Johnson, JJ.
Yeah.
Another JJ.
So, I don't know, I guess.
So, how old were you?
What was that?
How old were you?
How old?
Yeah.
28. Oh, how old was I?
Yeah.
Then, I had to have been in elementary school, maybe, so I was probably like 8 or something.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, I believe small kids, you know, children, they can see that.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, something we cannot see.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the more we grown up, then the older we get, when we get older, and like a UFO or a dinosaur or that's like a bullshit or you know. Then we stop thinking, or we stop feeling.
Imagining.
Right, imagining. Yeah.
Like Pan's Labyrinth.
No, I want to see it, but.
Definitely check it out.
But yeah, it really comes with age, where you're taught, you know, to ignore certain things as you get older.
Right.
Because you have to, instead of looking like this, you end up as an adult looking like this.
Right. The perspective is getting narrow.
Right, right. More narrow perspective.
Yeah. Of course, we need to work, and we need to make money for living. But that's one of process, you know, to go another level. We are not born to make money. We are born to make money to buy something or to study something, you know, to go another level. Like we buy books and we study, then we are ready to be experienced. We are ready to go step forward, right? So, and then right this moment, and the UFO and the alien, they are here, but they live in another dimension. We live in 3 dimensions, and they live in 5 or 6 dimensions. So the bridge to connect to them is just passion. I want to know. And to know or to realize this is not the capitalism, not the answer. It's a part of process. So after capitalism, what's coming next? No ism or no religion or no rule, no regulation. So you follow what you think you right. And UFO, that kind of thing is like, let's say, beautiful women at the bar. You know, they don't. They don't come to talk to you. You go them to talk to them, right? Hey, what's your name, babies? Do you mind if I join you? What would you say if I buy you sake or something?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just like this. And yeah, that. Like, you know, I want to know about you, UFO, or you know, where are they?
So you need to actively search for it. You can't just expect results. You need to create the results for it.
Right. So yeah, we are so getting closer. So just this is a final round, final level, final stage, last stage. So communism, socialism, capitalism, it failed. But we learn a lot of things from them. Then after that, what's next? Just everything has the beginning, has the end, and everything has the end has the beginning. So just in between, we need to know we are just in between, and now we are just at the last stage.
Yeah, just earlier, remember what we were talking earlier as well. We were talking about the weather.
Uh-huh.
And how we even imagine or manifest weather, where we can control it through how what energies we're kind of exerting or feeling at the time. So I don't know. Yeah. With kind of how the weather has been lately, how the universe has been, you know, feeling. I definitely feel that we are in that process.
Right.
What is next? What is to come?
Right.
Which, I guess, through all of the formulas, I guess that is up to us.
Yeah, if you still following the rules or regulation, or it doesn't matter, socialism, communism, those are like a religion. And when we realize human being is part of nature, and this whole world is made of 10 qi jing, the heaven, the sky and the humankind and the nature. And now when we think this is end, then like the sky is gonna be red, or you know, those things, the idea it came up from human being thought.
Now, can you kind of talk to you about this neo hippie movement that we were kind of talking about?
Yeah.
Before.
Right. Yeah, so back to 1960, so there's a hippie movement and love and peace. And maybe it's time to make... now I think it's coming, neo hippie movement. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So exactly like a same thing, you know, at that time there's a Vietnam War. And the Vietnam War getting worse, then it's same thing, you know, going to Iraq and George Bush, I'm pretty sure he's gonna send more troops to Iraq, so it's getting worse. Then what's next? He's gonna use nuclear weapon, so but it's already used 60 years ago in Japan twice, and now we learn using nuclear weapon is not the answer. Yeah, so there's hippie movement 60 years ago, and love and peace. And so now we talk about love. So like Polynesian sex, you know. We still love to fight. We still love to sex. We cannot stop fighting. We still love to fight. But another way, exchanging energy, you know, exchanging information. Still fighting, but it's like a catchball.
Learning from what was done already.
Right, right.
Evolving that. Yeah.
Right, right. Fighting, not for killing, for helping, studying, cultivating. Yeah. Any kind of thing is the subject you can learn, you know.
And martial art do you study?
I take karate class. That's Kyokushin. Okay. Yeah, Kyokushin is the best karate in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Okay, where is it? Where are they located in LA?
They have a few branches in downtown Los Angeles, and in Torrance, and West Los Angeles, and I forgot the others.
Okay, and yeah. Which one do you...
I take the one in downtown Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And prior to that, did you train in any other discipline?
When I was a child, I was kind of forced to take karate because of my father. He's a karate sensei.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So since you were young, you were raised in
that. Right, right. I kind of forced to do karate. I wasn't happy to do karate actually, but now I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, and my grandpa is a judo champion too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like learning to play the piano, you know, when you're a kid.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Or you know, just a part of you know, you'd rather be playing outside instead. Your dad's, you know, teaching you how to practice your kicks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like at judo or karate, as I say, at level 2, fighting, it's still like a hurting. It's painful. But, you know, I'm so happy to take karate class, but no painful, you know. I'd like to be dancer. I'd like to be dancing in the battlefield, in the sparring.
How about capoeira?
Yeah, capoeira is good.
Yeah,
capoeira is dancing and yeah, it's so beautiful. Yeah.
Now, would you consider that level 3?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like capoeira.
Yeah,
it's the art of it. Okay.
Right, right. Martial artist doesn't have to be like a tough guy or martial artist. you know, martial artist, best martial artist, he or she never met fighting. That means maybe, you know, you can talk to the enemy, you know, hey, why don't you talk? Let's talk. Or maybe you show your teeth or booty, you know, and you know, don't attack me, don't fight me, you know, let's make love. That's another way to avoid fighting, you know. If he or she knows how to avoid fighting, so they are best martial artists.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So there's like a couple story about airplane crash. Then only baby survive. Have you ever heard that kind of story?
Yeah. It's just, you know, where there's, you know, 200 people and somehow 5 people survived, or a car accident where there's 5 people in the car, one person survives because they weren't wearing their seatbelt, but everybody else was.
Oh.
Something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, most likely the survivors, they are like kids or babies or women.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they know how to survive. They know how to not to get involved fighting or war or accidents.
So in their nature.
Yeah, right. So that means they are a good fighter. They are good martial artists. So martial artists, if he's the best martial artist, he never fight. He knows how to avoid fighting.
You know, that's funny that you say that, because again, my friend who's a trainer, the one thing that he always likes, the one thing that he always says is, as much as I know all of this, I hope to never get into a fight. I don't want to get into a fight. I'm actually, you know, he says that I'm afraid to fight.
Right.
Because now I realize how little I know, and, you know, to end up being in a situation to have an exchange with somebody else. He's, you know, he doesn't wish that.
Right.
To, upon him.
I can almost even see a correlation to not even physical fighting, but even like, you know, arguing and avoiding, you know, like differences in, you know, in belief, or which I guess sometimes, I guess that's what results into the physical fighting. But, you know, to even find your way around that, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Kind of, you know, like that art. The art in that, you know, which I guess has a lot to do with the martial arts, right?
Yeah, at the level 2 fighting, winning or losing, it doesn't matter. But you know, if they wanna be winner, just let them be winner. You know, if America wanna be a winner in the world, just let them be winner. Then meanwhile, you know, they are proud of winner in the world. And we can work on level 3, exchanging energy, or, you know, work on the another planet or alien UFO, that kind of thing. So, according to synchronicity, have you ever heard harmless monkey phenomenon?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so that's one of monkey start to clean up washing his potato with sea salt. Sea water. Then other monkey saw it and they copy, and one monkey wash potato, then 10 monkey wash potato. Then when the number of the monkey achieved 200. So 100 monkey washing their potato with the sea water. Then that kind of phenomenon went to another island. very far away. Then that's a synchronicity. So, what was the guy, the artist?
Banksy.
Yeah, Banksy. So, yeah, that's another synchronicity. We are working on cellular capitalism, and he's working on his one of pictures said destroy capitalism. Yeah. So now we know the capitalism doesn't work. So, but the biggest question is what's coming next. So we need to know UFO or the kind of thing is coming. UFO is not like a computer graphic or the creature from the Hollywood movie or something. They're like just part of nature, you know. Alien or people, human being is whole thing.
Now, do you think they're here already or they're coming?
Oh, they're already here.
They're already here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, some of them are Japanese. What I heard. Maybe you need to work on Japanese. Maybe there's no language.
Actually, that's my plan.
Yeah.
To learn Japanese. That's one of the many languages I'd like to learn, but that's on my top five. And I can speak to aliens. Or yeah. To UFOs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, once when we're gonna encounter the UFO in the sky everywhere, then we will see, oh, there's another level. You know, I've been searching what is the best way, what is the best way or the quick way to make people realize this is the end of the capitalism, but still have another world, another level. Just we're gonna bring the UFO in the sky. That's a you know best way, right? I thought maybe talk on radio or showing painting or that kind of thing are really working too. But once we encounter, we bring the UFO in the sky, then you know people will realize, oh, this is the end. But this is the beginning. Yeah.
So, with the synchronicity, you feeling a lot of that lately? A lot of just, you know, I kind of feel it as just reinforcement and alignment with a lot of things that are happening.
Right.
Currently, right now, as we speak. You know,
yeah, I once brought or made up those formula. Then I stopped just studying, reading. You know, what I really need to do right now is make a bridge between. If I say capitalism formula number 6 or number 5, even I made up very simple, but still people don't understand or get confused. So I need to explain, but the best formula is I am you, just I am you, you know, not like a you or me or he is him, he is her, just I am you. If I say I am you, I'd like to know about you, Vincent. I'd like to know about you, Vincent. I'd like to know about water. I am water. Then I become water. Then what's the secret of water? Then I got those kind of information, right? Okay, so I've been searching for the secret of sex. I am a sex. I am sex. I am pussy. I am tits. I want to know about you. I want to know about you. Then I got those kind of information. Okay, I am capitalism. I am capitalism. And I know about capitalism. Then those kind of information come in. Then, oh, it doesn't work. It was working before, but it doesn't work anymore. Okay, so after capitalism over, so it's the end of the story, we are dying? No. Then a UFO coming, before. I haven't met a UFO or alien yet, but just information. I get tons of information. Then my mission is just made up the formula or I paint. That's my mission right this moment. Maybe another mission's coming later, but right this moment is sharing this formula information made up very simple. Because we are kind of busy guys, so we have no time to listen to the guy who's talking about everything, you know, that takes maybe a week or something. When make it simple, then make it a formula, then that's gonna be the kind of answer, kind of apex. Oh, okay, that's the apex. That's the direction we're going to. So we work on it. So, capitalism, sayonara. I don't wanna use destroy or get rid of it, because I learned from capitalism, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Anything has two faces, so just get rid of the bullshit. Then the good thing I learned from them. So I'd like to say sayonara. I was so happy for you, you know. I miss you. I thank you, but no thank you anymore. Sayonara.
Sayonara capitalism.
Yeah,
capitalism.
Sayonara capitalism.
New world up to the sky.
Yeah.
Sora.
Sora, yeah. So meanwhile, so we can work on sex, the Polynesian sex, and to eat, maybe think about macrobiotician or Brazilian. Yeah, you can simply look for it on the computer. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so if we can, we'll just do like a recap formulas. Just like a recap for each formula. So
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll just go back, you know.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Number one, and then.
Okay, so seven formula, sayonara capitalism formula number one. Human being is made of water and sunlight, and so are the others. And the key is connecting those two things. Sayonara capitalism formula number two. Zero means one. One means zero. And zero plus one equals one. And formula number three. Jewish plus Japanese equals Japan. JJJ, not KKK. So, but Japanese is the one who you become. So just because he or she was born in Japan and speaking Japanese language, that doesn't mean they're Japanese. So everyone can be Japanese. Formula number four, 666 from the Old Testament, 666 equals 108. Formula number five, Jomonjin J, Samurai J. Jomonjin equals Samurai equals Japanese. Equal alien or spaceman extraterrestrial. Sayonara capitalism formula number six. Dinosaur equal bird. So simply dinosaur equal bird. I'd like to say about the time. The time doesn't go from left to right this moment. So that means, you know, dinosaur is not past. Dinosaur is here. Bird is here. So buzz is like a message, you know, we are still here. Okay, so, and super simple formula, I am you. Very, very simple. If you want to know about other language, other culture, samurai or foods, sex, sleeping, so anything has. I even read two books of poo-poo and three books of cockroach and fly. And cockroach, we hate cockroach, but cockroach is kind of family guy. Yeah. So, and you know, once you learn something that you never learned or you didn't know, then that kind of thing getting closer to you, right? Like you never had sushi, but you have sushi. You eat sushi. Oh, I like it. California roll, spicy tuna. That's good. You know, then you get closer to it. I am you. Don't expect someone coming to you. So no, you or me. Just I am you.
And I am you.
I am you. I am you.
Yes. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to share, Kenji, with?
Yes. Let's work on neo hippie movement, new hippie movement. Yeah, and let's fight. Let's fuck. Yeah. Have a tons of sex, have a tons of fighting and study, and this is not the end. This is end, but this is end and the beginning. Yeah. And three things I'd like to commercial time. Yeah. Yoshi Sushi, that's where I'm working at.
Okay, because that was going to be my question before we close the interview was where can we find you?
Yoshi's Sushi, and that's a sushi restaurant in West Hollywood.
Okay, and how is that spelled?
Yoshi's Sushi. Yoshi's
Sushi. Sushi in West Hollywood.
What's the address over there?
I don't know the address. On Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Yeah, between West Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could look that up on Google.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and another thing, Kyokushin Karate, the another martial arts karate. I take karate class. That's a good karate class in the Los Angeles.
Okay, can you spell that as well?
Yes, KYOKUSHIN, Kyokushin Karate.
Okay.
Okay. The last thing, if you want to see my painting, please check it out, myspace.com/KenjiTanaka, KENJITANAKA.
Yeah, and as much as possible, we'll try to put up links for a lot of references that were made today. And this question, I wouldn't want you to answer it now, but I'm really curious to know, you know, when this does happen, when we do contact UFOs, where would Kenji go from there?
There is no future right this moment.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's true.
Yeah, right this moment. So formula number two. So when you turn on the switch, zero means one, one means zero. So you think there's no more capitalism and the UFO coming. Then you think about it. Just leave them alone.
Got it. Well... You answered my question.
So you don't need to stick to it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for sharing your work with us, and also sharing this experience with us today. This is our first time, and this has been a good 2 hours spent.
Wow, 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, but it seemed like, you know, not even that long. But again, we're living in the now, so
right.
Thank you, Kenji, you know, for sharing your artwork and just for constantly reminding us, you know, like you're saying you get so caught up and busy and always moving so fast,
right?
You know, but time can kind of just slow down, and you know, this is very nice to just slow down and share energy.
Exchange energy.
Yes.
Yeah, we just had the sex, huh?
Yes. Great sex.
Great sex.
But yes, you know, thank you for the reminder.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I think we're gonna have to have Kenji back.
Oh yes, definitely. If you'd like, we can have you as a guest every once in a while.
Time to make sushi.
Oh yes, yeah. Actually, we owe you a visit.
Yes, yeah, okay. Exactly. You're there weeknights.
Yeah, I work from Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, so every
Monday
night.
Monday through Saturday, you can catch Kenji at Yoshi's.
Right.
So let's yes, there you have it. Ran out of batteries there. Finished that conversation with Kenji Tanaka. Much thanks to Vincent Kalanok, DJ Hirsi, for helping put all of that together. That was our very first interview here on Lost Souls Radio. So hopefully we'll bring you some more. In the meantime, have a good weekend and be safe out there. We'll try to bring you maybe another edited copy of that. But for now, that's going to do it.
The young woman was carefully steered.
Lost Souls Radio, Kill Radio.
By an olive skin.
Sign off.
In the midnight blue uniform of an Arab airline pilot. A thin stream of urine trickled involuntarily.